What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it's time to face some very ugly realities and dispense with political correctness and the liberal agenda. In the last 6 years in Texas, illegals committed 600,000 crimes. That's 100,000 every year, including nearly 3,000 homicides and 8,000 sexual assaults. Those are the hard numbers. Now, over in Houston, they finally caught up with a gang of 17 Colombians who were burglarizing Houston communities. And this burglary ring apparently targeted some 120 homes. And they were finally caught up to. Now, Jackson County Sheriff Andy Lauterbach, who also serves on the Texas Sheriff's Association, is saying that one of the big problems the open borders is doing is bringing in the MS-13 gang members who are bringing a degree of violence into the United States of America never seen before with criminal gangs, including machete murders, rape, scalping. That's the reality of open borders. Now, interestingly enough, the Washington Post did report on this rather vicious crime where this man, Mauricio Morales Caceres, basically stabbed a man to death over 89 times with a 15-inch butcher knife and then literally tore out his liver and ate it. But you have to read on down to the very bottom of the story to find out that this gentleman also was an illegal alien. Now, here's the interesting part. If he's serving life in prison, obviously. If he is released early, he's flagged for deportation back to El Salvador, where he came from. But if El Salvador refuses him, he gets let loose on the streets of America. Thanks to the Supreme Court ruling, Zadvydas versus Davis in 2001. From October 2008 to April 2014, Texas identified a total of 177,588 unique criminal alien defendants booked into Texas county jails. The citizens of Texas are expected to pay the costs of housing all those people. Now, there's a video we have on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Over in Riverside, California, there is a candidate for the city council, Rafael Elizalde, who's out there basically courting the illegal immigrant vote. And when some independent media journalists are trying to ask him about this, all the people around him just start shouting and going, la 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 la, so that there can't be any recordings. I mean, that really shows you just how out of control this situation is, where this guy is literally talking about winning with the illegal votes. And a little reminder for those of you who don't remember it. Under U.S. law, only legal American citizens are allowed to vote in our elections. You're not allowed to walk across the border and vote in our elections to vote yourself bread and circuses. You can't walk into Mexico and vote in their elections. Actually, if you walk into Mexico without their permission, you are going to jail. So, the Pennsylvania Senate has passed a bill to defund sanctuary cities within the state. There'll be no more state revenues going on in there. I think that's a good step. Now, interestingly enough, there's a lot of talk about something that's going on up in Canada where they've passed, or they're considering a law that would ban criticism of Muslims the way criticism of Israel is now banned. Now, we've already seen that when you are not allowed to criticize the behavior of certain groups, those groups will persist in that behavior. There's no reason for them not to. And a lot of people are very, very concerned about Canada going along with this open borders, New World Order, global agenda, and it's starting to cause a lot of friction up there. What's happening in Europe is now coming to North America, and we should be aware of that. Now, over in Great Britain, they've hit a bit of a snag. There was supposed to be an audit or a probe of Britain's foreign aid to other countries. And apparently it turned up £1.3 billion that they can't account for. And the concern is that Great Britain, like the United States, has been covertly funding groups and activities that the voters really would not be happy with. Torture, assassination, acts of terror. And that's a lot of money. £1.3 billion has gone missing without trace. Not as bad as the $6 trillion that has vanished from the Pentagon without trace. I just love it over there. It's probably just an accounting error. I mean, the money was there last week. It can't have really gone. Of course not here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, again, back on Great Britain, there was an investigation going on by what's called the Iraq Historical Allegations Team that was investigating claims of war crimes, abuse, and torture by British troops in Iraq. And their latest report is saying that they wish to step down and allow the army to investigate itself for possible war crimes in Iraq, from which we may deduce that the Iraq Historical Allegations Team found some stuff that was very unpleasant and that the British subjects would not be happy with. And so they're going to allow the fox to guard the hen house, as it were, here. Now, let's talk a little bit about education, because, as you know, there's this hue and cry against Betsy DeVos because she supports choice in education. She is opposed to the idea of forcing everybody to go to the public schools and learn Common Core and the rest of it. And what's amazing is in past years, you have all of these conservative parents who want to homeschool. And inevitably, the liberals are saying, oh, it's you can't do that. They've got to go to the school. They've got to be indoctrinated. They've got to believe what we tell them to believe. You can't homeschool. Well, now that Betsy DeVos is the Secretary of Education and opening up the schools, now it's the liberals who are saying we're going to keep our kids home and homeschool them. And like I keep saying, if the liberals didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Now, this is a story that really annoys me, and it's actually a video. And this is over in Spartanburg County, and they've arrested a deputy. In fact, the deputy was arrested by the Department of Homeland Security. This is a really sick story. Apparently, this police officer was on some form of social media, and there's a warning to parents to keep an eye on strange goings-on on your kids' phones. And he basically made friends with an 11-year-old girl who apparently didn't realize he was an older man. And he convinced her to send him a picture of herself nude. Then he turns around and says, if you don't send me more nude pictures, more provocative pictures, more sexual pictures, I'll show the one I've got around to all your friends. So he was basically extorting an 11-year-old girl for child pornography, which is what he's been arrested for, producing child pornography. Now, I have a question to ask. There was a study that was done down in Florida that showed police officers actually use more of these prescription antidepressants than the general population. General population, it's about one out of every four, including college kids. We reported that earlier in today's show. For police, at least in this study in Florida, it's more than one third. And we know these medications can interfere with impulse control, you just are going to go with the impulse that first pops into your mind. Gee, she's cute. I wonder what she looks like naked. Or, maybe I should kill myself. Over at SSRIstories.org, there's this one case study of a kid who was perfectly okay. They declared he had ADHD, which is a fictitious disease, according to its creator. And he was put on these prescription antidepressants, and all of a sudden, he tried to commit suicide. And they intervened. They got to him in time. And when it was all over, they say, why did you try and kill yourself? And he said, I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I went with it. Now, I'm not going to make excuses for this police officer. And my sympathies go out to this 11-year-old girl who's had her innocence and youth stolen from her, and she will never get it back. But when you hear how much of this bizarre behavior is going on, you have to ask, was this guy on prescription antidepressants? We need to know. We have a right to know what's going on with these medications. Remember after Sandy Hook, and there was a citizens group in Connecticut who were trying to invoke their state's equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act to get Adam Lanza's medical records to find out what kind of medications he was on. There were all kinds of rumors that he was on antipsychotic medication, he was on antidepressants, and an attorney for the state medical examiner's office was at the meeting. Patrick Quanache was his name. And he was on video basically saying that even if in this one case the medications contributed to what Adam Lanza supposedly did, the public doesn't need to hear that because it will discourage them from taking the medications their doctors are prescribing them. You can see where the priorities are here. First of all, it's not just that one incident. There again, SSRIstories.org. This is a major ongoing problem. And if you look at Connecticut's economy, it's very heavily invested in large pharmaceutical corporations who want you to go on believing that every little tiny pill and shot that you are sold or forced to buy or forced to swallow is a blessing that could never, ever, ever cause you any harm. The United States may be drugging itself into national insanity and aberrant behavior for the sake of a fast buck. And like I said, my passion, if you will, on this subject goes back to a very bad experience I had with these medications many, many years ago, probably almost 30 years ago now. And I went to my doctor about something completely unrelated. And I was going through the breakup of my first marriage, and my doctor said, how you doing? And I told her, well, you know, I'm not entirely cheerful with what's going on. She said, here, you need these. And for 4 weeks, I felt great. It was fun to be with. And then I had this black depressive crash, and the only way I got through it was I just sat there saying, it's the chemical, it's the chemical, it's the chemical, it's the chemical, and I will never, ever touch those medicines ever again. They are dangerous. And again, all those mass shooters that the gun grabbers like to wag at us as a reason for us to give up all of our guns were either on or withdrawing from those medications, most of them. We don't know about all of them because more recently, citing the privacy rights of dead people, that information is being withheld. They don't want you to see the link. I think anybody from outside the United States looking collectively at our behavior is going to wonder if our nation is in fact going insane. If we've chemically doped our brains to where we're just behaving without restraint, whether it's going after 11-year-old girls on the cell phone or beating up Trump supporters in the street or breaking windows in Berkeley. Restraint of our behavior seems to be going away, and there may be a pharmacological cause for it. It deserves to be looked at. I'm hoping that maybe after Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission and Robert Kennedy start pulling the lid off of how dangerous some of those medications are, the public's going to wake up and say, maybe some of these other things we need to be careful about. They'll stop believing those glitzy ads on TV. They'll stop trusting blindly their medical practitioners. They'll start reading the package inserts where they openly admit the DTaP vaccine causes autism. The enemy within, in this case, inside our bodies here. Now then, let's talk about Standing Rock and the Dakota Access Pipeline. The Army has given the final easement to the company that's building the pipeline to go ahead. And the situation is still very, very tense, because the reality is that the Treaty of 1851 did give that land to the Native Americans living there. That land is recognized as Sioux territory under the 1851 treaty. That treaty's never been renegotiated. The Sioux are seeing it as the U.S. government breaking another treaty, continuing a long and tragic history. And they are concerned because of all the ruptures pipelines that have been in the news lately. And when you have a ruptured pipeline, it permanently contaminates the land. It's almost impossible to get it on up. The attitude, as we saw in the Gulf oil disaster, is not clean it up, just hide it so nobody can see it. That Corexit that they poured all over the oil in the Gulf of Mexico did not make the oil go away. It just made it sink. So you could stand there on the beach and you would see water and say, oh, look at the beautiful Gulf of Mexico. I think I'll go for a swim and eat some crab for lunch. Now, apparently, according to Stripes.com, military veterans who've been supporting the Sioux in this issue are heading back to Standing Rock. And they're saying they're not going to back off on this. And here is something that we need to keep in mind. The reason the pipeline is going through the Sioux land is the original pipeline route went near a town, predominantly white, who were basically NIMBYs, which stands for not in my backyard. Oh, we don't want to risk the white people getting oil contamination. We'll just shift the pipeline over here. That's not your land. And we're seeing clearly, even under President Trump, a government that does not comply with its own laws, does not feel any obligation to respect any treaty anywhere, and that's going to make it even more difficult for Trump to negotiate with other countries. If those other countries do not believe the United States government keeps its word on treaties, that's a serious impediment to any kind of a peaceful resolution of anything that's going on right now. Now, Huffington Post is back on out there pushing the vaccine sales, and having gotten laws in many states and aiming for a national one to mandate vaccines for children, now they're going after another segment of the market, adults. Really? I thought those childhood vaccines were supposed to last your entire life. Oh, no. You've got to get vaccination every 5 or 10 years. Money. And so Huffington Post is out there pushing vaccines mandatory. You must have them. Blah, 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 blah. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. More about this when we come on back. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Fall, my favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, what we're seeing is the pushback against Donald Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission, which is going to be chaired by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a vaccine critic going way, way back. He has devoted years of his life to studying this. And it's kind of interesting because when Robert F. Kennedy was on board with the environmental movement, he was lionized by the corporate media. And as soon as he started saying, I'm not sure about vaccines, oh, he's a kook, he's a nut, tinfoil hat, he's just seeking attention, he wants money, the usual stuff that we get from the corporate media here. And then yesterday we had that Pew poll that was out there saying that, you know, 152% of Americans think children should be given mandatory vaccines to go to school, even if they're 100% healthy. And so today we have this article out of the Huffington Post saying why skipping vaccines is a public, not personal health choice. Trying to push that idea. You will accept your vaccines. We will tell you what vaccines that you will take. You will pay for them, of course, but we will tell you. And so this is the beginning of this media push to support the medical industrial complex. Vaccines are good. Vaccines are wonderful. Anybody who says vaccines are harmful is a tinfoil hat kook. Yeah, but the package insert on DTaP says it causes autism. Oh, well, whoever wrote the package insert was a kook. I mean, it's a PR campaign. It's a PR campaign. And meanwhile, we've got all these other stories out there. The CDC data proves measles vaccines kill more people than measles. There's that story we had about this Italian study showing all of these toxic metal contaminants in all of the vaccines they tested. They're putting things in the vaccines like glyphosate is actually in there. Aluminum, which we know contributes to Alzheimer's. And of course, there are the mercury-based preservatives like thimerosal. And it's almost like are they intending to keep us chronically ill to maximize profitability? Could be. Certainly, if you look at the autism rates, that's where it's going, because according, if the current growth of autism cases continues without change, by 2030, half of all American children will be diagnosed with autism, which means they're going to be unavailable to the workforce, and a significant portion of the available workforce is going to be tied up taking care of these autistic people. Glyphosate is in children's vaccines. They've confirmed mercury in vaccines does cause brain damage. And you have to wonder, what are these people thinking in this medical industrial complex? Are they deliberately causing harm to maximize profitability? Remember that doctor who got sent to prison for 45 years, spent his entire career telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer so he could sell them chemotherapy and radiation. If everybody in the United States of America was perfectly healthy, the medical industrial complex would collapse. Their business model requires us to be chronically ill, needing constant repetitive treatment of symptoms, but no cures. Because a patient cured is a patient lost. We can't allow that. We need them coming back month after month after month, checkbook in hand. That other caller was right. This lust for money is destroying the best qualities of what it used to be an American. We were altruistic. We valued quality of our work just for the sake of quality of our work. Yes, we all wanted to make money, but there was a balance among priorities. A good living, pride in what you did, pride in your work. Today we become this incredibly selfish, mercantile society. It's almost like the decade of greed, the 80s, never really ended. And it is depressing for somebody of my age to have seen the United States decline like this. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And in considering the decline of American society during my lifetime, it seems like right now we're in the grip of a subset of subhumans who have come to believe sincerely that being very, very wealthy makes them gods incarnate, and that the rest of humanity is just livestock that exist to be harvested from, one way or the other. And as long as they have this attitude, they will never feel any guilt or regret about the harm they cause. And looking at all this story we're seeing today, I keep going on back to that wonderful HBO miniseries, The Newsroom, and the premiere episode where Will McAvoy, who's played by Jeff Daniels, is at a college speaking event. And he and the rest of the panel are asked what makes America the greatest nation on earth, and the other two just come on out with platitudes about, you know, freedom and Walmart or whatever else it is. And when he's pressed on it, Will McAvoy says, "We're not the greatest nation on earth." And he goes down that list of all the areas in which the United States really isn't doing all that well. Now, I don't know that America has ever been the greatest nation on earth. But there is no doubt that at one point in our history, we were a great nation. And we have lost that because the greatness of a nation is not measured solely on its ability to eradicate other nations at the push of a button. The measure of a great nation is how it treats all of its population, all of its citizens, especially those most vulnerable. A great nation is measured by its infrastructure that supports commerce. A great nation has a balancing of priorities between the desire for wealth and the desire for a healthy, contented, productive population. And we have lost that. We have gone down the path to absolute fascism, which is government power and corporate greed aligned against the general population. I'd like to see us get back to being a great nation without having to punctuate it with mushroom clouds. But at this point, I have my doubts. I will see it in my lifetime. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Mike, anyway, what I wanted to say is, you got it right with vaccines, except I don't think you're going far enough. I think it's a lot more insidious even than that. I'm reading a book now called Inferno. It was a movie recently, too, with Tom Hanks. I didn't see it when it was a movie. I wish I had. Also, read Rainbow Six, and there's been a couple of other similar type movies and books.
Okay, can I insert a comment here? Because I read Inferno, and I have seen the movie, and the book is much better than the movie. Inferno really did not live up to the book.
Okay, I'm just getting into the really meat of the book now, where that lady meets with the Council on Foreign Relations, and I'm starting to put it together what it's really about. But that's okay. But like I said, I have a feeling it's kind of like Rainbow Six, and it's what they want to do, what the elitists want to do, and that's greatly reduce the world's population. And they'll do it with vaccines. They'll do it with GMO food. They'll do it with abortions. They'll do it with starvation. And they'll do it if they have to, and if nothing else works, possible nuclear war. And if nothing else works, with biological warfare against the people. And that's what bothers me. And that's what makes me realize how dangerous these clowns are. And the sooner we wise up to them and we start dragging them off the streets or out of their mansions, putting them on trial and hang them in public, I'm afraid that they may accomplish what they're trying to do.
Well, I tend to think that the governing forces of our current events are unbridled greed and corruption mixed with accident and stupidity. But I do understand that there are people who think the earth would be much better with the human race greatly reduced or possibly eradicated. Some of the more extreme environmentalists are saying humans are a cancer on Mother Nature and should be removed. But, that's utterly ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. I'm a part of nature. And humans being tool-making creatures, everything we build is part of nature. This computer is part of nature. This light is part of nature. This mouse is part of nature. And I get really, really angry at these environmental wackos who think a dam built by humans to serve human need is a blight on the landscape, but a dam built by beavers to serve the beavers' purpose is part of nature. They really are both part of nature. Now, obviously, I believe in the wise use of the environment and resources, but in the extremist environmental situation, they want to just change things around amazingly. And along with Rainbow Six, another book that's really good on this and has a lot of incidental information would be A State of Fear by Michael Crichton. Where, in addition to the storyline about the global warming fraud and everything, there's a lot of other very well-researched information about the reality of what nature is versus this romanticized, mythical, ideal environment that's just as artificial as a golf course in the minds of these environmentalists. This idea that the Earth should never change, should never have a changing climate, everything perfectly under control. That's the artificiality right there. That's the unnatural part. And unfortunately, the environmental movement has become corrupted by money with the global warming situation, and it has perpetuated itself by developing a fanatical cult following that is rooted on belief systems rather than actual science.
See, I agree with you 100%. Only problem is that a lot of these people that believe this stuff or propagate this stuff are in high places. They're either very money-type people or they're in very high positions of political power. Mm-hmm. They're very influential. And it's like Rainbow Six. It showed these were all elitists that they basically wanted to carry out the horrors they wanted to carry out. And that's why I say we gotta be very careful. We've got to get to the bottom of who these people are. I have some hope now with Trump that Trump at least is doing something. He is putting a guy like RFK Jr. in there to find out about these vaccines. Because we find out about the vaccines, I think a lot of we'll find out how guilty the Gates the Foundation is involved in this stuff too.
Well,
by the way,
once the conspiracy of silence around the reality of the medical industrial complex cracks open with vaccines, everybody's going to start looking a little more closely. It's like when Edward Snowden began to leak out that the NSA was spying on all of us, and all of a sudden everybody started looking everywhere. Who's spying on us? The Stingray system, FBI, PRISM, and all the rest of that started to come on out. It's like the crack in the dam. Once it happens, you're not going to stop it, and it's all going to come on out.
Hey, by the way, you say that I'm reading the book. I never seen the movie. You say the book is better than the movie? You don't think the movie is
Inferno, absolutely. For one thing, they changed the ending in the movie to make it all, everything is all sweetness and light. And I'm not going to tell you anymore because you're not all the way through the book.
Okay, don't tell me anymore. I want to know,
but
it looks in the book, it looks to me like this is basically Rainbow Six. Without the commandos.
Yeah. I'm going to let you finish the book here. Unlike Dan Brown's earlier books, The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons, where the movie was a faithful representation of it and enjoyable, Inferno was a bit of a disappointment.
It was? Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you telling me that. So, but the movie isn't even worth it at all then, huh?
Well, we did watch it because it was Tom Hanks and it was Dan Brown, and I had read the book, but it was a bit of a letdown.
I mean, you don't think the book was that good either?
No, the book was great. I think the book is great. That's why I'm disappointed in the movie. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go. We're going to let you go here because I'm running out of time and I got a bunch of stuff I need to cover, including human-caused global warming. Insert ominous music here. Here's a very, very bizarre story. This is out of the Daily Mail, where they're talking about the weather here in the United States. There's another major snowstorm coming in to New England. It's going to be a very, very heavy one. And what's really interesting is they're making the point that in between the snow and ice, we're getting these record high temperatures just hours before the snow came on down. And what's going on here is the corporate media is not able to convince you not to look at the snow and ice any longer. So now the new strategy is they're going to tell you that there's record high heat from human-caused global warming and it's hiding in between the snowflakes. That's how ridiculous this thing is getting. Now, as you know, we are past the point in time where Al Gore predicted a climate apocalypse was going to happen. But since he's got his sequel movie coming on out and nobody's going to see it, he's trying to come on out and say, actually, it did happen. You just couldn't tell. You weren't paying attention when his prognostications came to pass. Classic political situation here. And the reason they're back to pushing human-caused global warming while we are in the middle of yet another record-setting winter is because now some prominent Republicans have hopped on board the liberal global warming agenda, and they're pushing for a carbon tax. And I told you, once the election was over, they were going to push for a carbon tax. I thought Obama was going to do it, but they're still out there because they're desperate for more of your money. And the only way they can get it is to say, it's your fault the planet is dying, and you will atone by giving us your money. Now then, there is a highly respected medal-winning climate scientist, and his name is John Bates. And he had previously been a star of the global warming cult, and he's just thrown a major monkey wrench into the global warming agenda because he is calling attention to the fact, and we reported this earlier, the climate report put out by the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, and people are already sending in alternative names for that, that claimed there was no pause in global warming was junk. And it was timed to basically scare the nations at the climate summit in Paris into pouring more money into human-caused global warming. And Bates has come on out blowing the whistle saying the NOAA study was cooked on several counts. And he said it was such a mess, no self-respecting scientist would ever sign their name to it. But scientists did sign on to it in exchange for generous funding to prove humans are warming the planet. Journal Science published it, and they were just playing ball and going along with the globalist plan because the push for a one-world government, New World Order, rests on three pillars. The first one is human-caused global warming, requiring our surrendering our sovereignty to a global environmental authority that will tell us all how to live more poorly so that the rich can have more. The second pillar was a global pandemic that would require a global health authority to manage. They tried that back in 2009 with the when pigs fly flu that didn't really get off the ground. Turned out to be less severe than the normal seasonal flu. And the third pillar, of course, is a global economic crash, which does appear to be in the immediate offing. That last one, though, is problematic because everybody now understands it's private central banking that has caused this economic disaster in the making, and suggesting to cure it with another global private central bank is not going to be something people are going to go along with. That's like saying, let's back the Titanic up, whack the other side of the bow with the iceberg, and hope that that stops the leaks. Not likely to work. And that's part of Soros' whole idea to convince you we must have a global government to save planet Earth from all you icky-poo human beings. Meanwhile, there is a real threat out there that nobody wants to talk about because they can't solve it, and even worse, they can't make money off of it. And that, of course, is what's going on at Fukushima. And yes, I'm back to taking daily radiation readings, and they are as high as the worst of what we encountered after the actual disaster. And we're seeing an article that's come on out here from IntelliHub basically saying that the entire northern hemisphere is going to be exposed to this new surge in radiation that is blowing out of the Fukushima reactor, the ruins of it. And they're talking about levels of radiation that could literally kill you upon immediate exposure. It also makes it a lot more difficult. They're trying to come up with some kind of robots that can go into the ruins of the reactors and try and do repairs or cleanup or even just look and see what's going on in there. And the radiation is so intense, it's frying the chips inside the robots before they can really get in there. Maybe a time to resurrect the idea of discrete component electronic assembly. But even then, there is no solution. There is no solution for this. But they're not going to make a big deal about it because they can't fix it. See, with human-caused global warming, they can take your money and take your freedom and then a few years down the road say, we solved the problem. With Fukushima, even if they take your money and your freedom, they can't come back a few years and say, we solved the problem because the problem is still going to be there. So they can't make money off of it. They can't solve it. Therefore, it's not important. Politicians and the media are only interested in those events that can be monetized or used to political gain. And Fukushima is a disaster in anybody's book. Not just health-wise, engineering-wise. It's a political disaster. For Japan, for TEPCO, for General Electric. And we should be paying much more attention to that. I need to get hold of a new radiation meter that reads alpha particles, because These only do beta and gamma. Now then, a very alarming story. Apparently, the incoming president of Ecuador is saying that he is going to end Julian Assange's asylum. And we don't know what's going to happen to him at that point, whether he will be able to flee to some other embassy who will give him sanctuary. But that is a very, very alarming development. Now, technically, Assange is... we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here now. Julian Assange may be losing his asylum status with Ecuador. Hopefully somebody else will step on in. You need to remember, at this point, the only actual crime Assange is accused of was a sexual assault And as it turns out, the woman who was reported to be the victim has gone public saying that none of this stuff ever happened, that the police were coercing her into filing this report so they could get Assange for exposing all this stuff in WikiLeaks. So we'll see what happens with that, and we certainly hope for the best for him. Down in Australia, they have been looking at the problem of child sexual abuse, and they are finding, to nobody's surprise, that there is a big problem among the Catholic priests. And according to the reports they released first of this week, 7% of Catholic priests who worked in Australia between 1950 and 1975 were accused of sexually abusing children. 78% of the victims were male, 22% were female, with the average age at the time of abuse 10.5 for girls, 11.5 for boys. So it's still a problem out there. Now then, probably a lot of you are very concerned over the recent tendency for companies to sell you products and then act like you don't really own them. That there are licensing restrictions, you may not resell, you may not do this, you may not do that, you may not peek inside to see the software and find out if we're spying on you, like they just found out with this TV set was collecting your viewing information and selling it to marketers. So Representative Blake Farenthold, Republican of Texas, and Jared Polis, Democrat of Colorado, have just reintroduced their You Own Devices Act, or YODA for short, which, if passed, will allow ordinary people to reclaim ownership rights in the software-enabled devices you buy. They're going to start pulling on back and saying, yeah, if you own it, you own it. And the company doesn't have a right to come on in and say, you're not allowed to peek inside to see if we're spying on you. Because it does get a little ridiculous and over the top. Anyway, we're coming up here on the end of the show. Somebody else just sent me this other article from the Daily Mail about how world leaders were duped into investing billions over this manipulated global warming data from NOAA. At this point, just like Thomas Jefferson said, even the truth should be distrusted if it appears in a newspaper. At this point, I think the prudent course of action for everybody on planet Earth is to just distrust anything coming from the U.S. government and its agencies. Just presume it's a lie or a hoax and let them prove it to you that this is reality or that is the law or this is this or that is that. That's the safest course of action. How do you know when a politician is lying? Their mouth moves and words pour forth. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay warm, stay skeptical. Keep yourself fully informed, make good choices, share what you know with everybody that you know. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and we'll be back. Aloha, America.
Hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.